This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Virajam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of Virajam Port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deepwater container transshipment port, will mark a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala in the global maritime map. More from our correspondent.
The official commissioning of the Virajam Port in Thiruvananthapuram will take place this morning. Prime Minister will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. The port is being developed under a public-private partnership model. The major part of the Phase 1 construction of the Virajam Port was completed in December 2024. The Virajam Port, which is a dream project of Kerala, is finally becoming a reality after a long wait of nearly 3 decades. The ceremony will be attended by Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, state ministers and other higher officials. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amaravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. More on this from our correspondent.
In line with government's commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 7 national highway projects and lay foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat and other administrative buildings worth over 11,240 crore in Amaravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagailanka and PM Ekthamal in Visakhapatnam through virtual mode from Amaravati. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of WAVES Summit at Geo World Convention Center in Mumbai today. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The 4-day summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa and the Americas. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the record GST collection in April showcases the resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Gross GST collections for April stood at 2.36 lakh crore rupees, marking a 12.6% increase over the gross collection of 2.1 lakh crore rupees in April 2024. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman expressed deepest gratitude to the taxpayers whose contributions and faith in the GST architecture drive the nation's progress. She said their contributions reflect a shared commitment to building a Vikasit Bharat. The Supreme Court has said that doctors should only prescribe generic medicines and not any particular brand, as has been ordered in Rajasthan. Hearing a petition seeking regulation of unethical marketing practices by pharmaceutical companies, the Apex Court said if this directive is implemented across the country, it will bring about a huge change. The 3-judge bench of the Supreme Court comprises Justices Sandeep Mehta, Vikram Nath and Sanjay Karol. Severe thunderstorm and rain today brought much-needed relief to Delhi and the National Capital Region, including Noida, from the persistent heatwave, dust storm and heavy rain hit parts of Delhi and its adjoining areas this morning. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days, issuing a yellow alert for the National Capital. Delhi International Airport Limited has informed that some flights have been impacted at Delhi Airport due to thunderstorms and heavy rainfall in the national capital. It has also requested the passengers to contact the airline concerned for updated flight information. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night, chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians. Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.